As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after layer. All right, everybody, you know what day it is, and you know what time it is, and you are listening to the Insight Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Dr. Len will be joining us in a moment, and you know, if you've been listening lately, that I must be Reverend Roxy, and you know how it is on the Insight Hour. Before we even get started, we must give it up to the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you something, people, I am in the spirit tonight, because tonight we have some of the most extraordinary talents. People have held themselves back for the now time, knowing that it is important that we begin to shape the hereafter. The hereafter. Yes, yes, yes. I hope everybody has been reading, downloading feverishly the new book, still feverishly. What is it? What is Love, the Real Da Vinci Code? I pray that all will understand that the title to a book, a title to a book, tells you exactly what it is you're going to get out of it. You go to the back, just like when we were taught when we were kids in our sciences reading. We were told, you read the first paragraph, you read the last paragraph, and then you read the book. If it holds your interest, take that book in. This book will support you. It is a book that will be revealed to you instantly. Those who have come before us and have left clues. Y'all know my poem. I'm going to get to it one day. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to send it out. But right now, Reverend Rox is so in the spirit. She has got to bring Dr. Len in on the conversation, because he's out there in the universe. Some of you may know already where he is, and others of you don't. Tune in, because he's going to tell you what's going down. Dr. Len, are you there?
Reverend Roxy, what a privilege and a pleasure to join you on the Inside Hour.
I give praise to the cherisher and sustainer of all things and BBSRadio.com for allowing us to connect in such a way.
I know. What a miraculous time we're living in and beyond. I'll tell you, with everything flowing forward and all the contacts that I've been meeting over the last several weeks, I think we're going to do even more extraordinary things than we've already been doing. And so everyone listening, we thank our great creator for bringing us together in this venue. We want to thank Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, the Newsom family at BBSRadio.com to give us the venue every week to connect Tuesday nights with you. I'm at Pacific time right now. In fact, I'm in San Diego right now. Reverend Roxy's in Hawaii right now. And there's going to be so many things that are happening over the next 6 months that I hope that you'll stay tuned with us. Very, very uplifting, very joyful things. And by the way, if you haven't gotten it already, definitely get a copy of not just the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, but get a copy of the two-hour documentary, DVD, on DVD. It's a two-hour documentary called The Love Code. We're going to shake, rattle, and roll with this whole production about love and what really the essence of love is and how it comes through the master matrix, the numerical system that in the religious world is called the Kingdom of Heaven, and that how we receive our Holy Spirit flow and how that Holy Spirit flow is the essence of healing and how we can actually magnify and enhance and accelerate and uplift that Holy Spirit flow in our Holy Spirit-filled temples by simply tuning into the right vibrations, the right music, the right tones, the sacred tones of the original musical scale, the perfect circle of sound that is the circle within which the Vitruvian wool man, Da Vinci's famous drawing with four arms, four legs, and a head, that's nine numbers, nine frequencies of the original musical scale plus three other very special frequencies to help us produce the miraculous manifestations and the crystallizations of our Holy Spirit-filled temples in what is science calls a quantum field, that this is the music for spiritual upliftment. This is the music for physical attunement and healing. And this is the mission on earth to bring the kingdom of heaven down to earth right here, right now, not only in our own bodies, but in our brothers and sisters all over the world, communicating this knowledge in communion with our Creator, in community with each other. That is the mission. That's the mission of the Inside Hour. I know that's the mission of BBSRadio.com, and I know that's the mission of all of our friends, extended family, and loved ones all over the world now that are joining us in this awesome, awesome process where we have simply, if you look at the Mayan calendar, and we'll be going into Mexico this week, the Mayan calendar ends 2012. So, in other words, we've got about 5.5 years left before the Mayan calendar ends, whereby all the prophets in the natural healing movement and the natural wisdom of the elders from all the native cultures have said that the end times are coming soon to a planet near you and I, and that is also supported by the physics and the mathematics that we share with you in Love the Real Da Vinci Code, where we feature the physicist Nassim Haramein, who took Einstein's field equations. Imagine taking Einstein's work and advancing it further. Nassim Haramein, who's contributed to our work in the Love Code and is featured also in Love the Real Da Vinci Code book, he goes in to tell us that based on the numbers and the physical analyses, that there's a scale in life in the universe, and that we are on that scale at a certain place in the universe whereby approximately the year 2012, we will be dropping into what is called the event horizon. The event horizon, you can kind of imagine it as the top of a donut in the center, where just you're falling over into the hole. It's like a black hole of the universe. We're not going to disappear. It's not going to be anything like that. There's going to be simply in a dramatic moment or moments in a flash of an eye, like the Bible talks about. We're going to be moving through the center of the universe, and what's going to take place is there's going to be a complete polarity shift, a change in the energy matrix, so that what is evil, which has been sustained demonically on this planet, is going to flip to the good side. So that now if you begin to understand how the meek, the loving, the kind-hearted, the empathetic, the sensitive ones, those of us who share love in our hearts and the willingness to contribute to each other in a meaningful way, will suddenly be uplifted and, in fact, empowered, enabled, prospered. In fact, the mass wealth of the planet is stored up by the wicked for the meek. And then you begin to realize the whole polarity shift, that whole movement of water-filled currency, the current of money, which operates like everything else based on the flow of water throughout the universe, the sacred creative juice, that is how we, the great people with loving hearts, Creator's children, Yah's children, will inherit this earth and be able to steward it appropriately instead of demonically, so that we live in fabulous times. And get the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. Go to the website, www.love, the real, Da Vinci, spelled D-A-V-I-N-C-I, code, C-O-D-E.com. You can download it for free. There's no barriers financial to you receiving this blessing, because that's what it is. It's a blessing from the Creator. I don't feel comfortable about charging you anything for it, even though I want your donations, I want your contributions. I'm asking you to be in integrity with our Creator, with the blessing and the spirit in which this information is given. Make a donation. If you feel like you're blessed by this information, make a donation. There's opportunity to do that through the HealthyWorldDistributing.com website. And you can make a donation of $5, $10, $15, or several thousand dollars if you like. So that will help us continue this process. As Reverend Roxy has probably explained over the last couple of weeks in my absence, that there is a whole political shift, a movement in the Turtle Party that we're also advancing. Our ministries are collaborating. Ministries all over the world now that are grasping the great truth, including the deception that organized religion, the Legions of Rhea, the word itself, is a pagan name. Religion, the Legions of Rhea, a pagan goddess. The deceptions and the dogma and the doctrines that have deceived humanity, that is not what we're about. And we're operating with ministries and collaborating with people of like hearts and who are on the same page spiritually and mentally in this regard, so that we can understand the truth that shall set us free. In fact, the greatest truths heralded now, which include the fact that we're co-creators. We are blessed brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of the Great One, the soul spirit, the soul source of sustenance and creativity, that we're brothers and sisters of the Messiah, Yeshua. Not Jesus, his real name was Yeshua. And it's a blasphemy. If you've listened to my work and listened to the Inside Hour, you know the love that I have for Yeshua, for what I don't call Jesus. I call him Yeshua, the love I have, because, you see, it's all in the name, in that name. He says, I've come in the name of my Father. His name says it all. The Creator saves. That's what it means. That's what the Messiah's name means. So the Creator saves, that one Savior, that one salvation source. And yeah, we could get into an academic discussion, but it's really impertinent to the issue. We could get into an academic discussion about the fact that the only way is through Yeshua, to the Creator. And we could get engaged in that academic debate and that doctrine and that dogma, and you know what? It's a waste of time. The bottom line is that if you believe in the Messiah, well, that's wonderful. That's awesome. I don't care who you are, where you are. You could bring that love and glory into your heart and be guided directly to the source, just like he said. He says, is the Creator that saves. Now, that's the one Creator. That's the one source. That's the unifying Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit source. That's the Creator of not only the mathematical matrix in the kingdom of heaven, but all of the creative juice called structured water that's responsible through the mediation, through that transmission of the sacred tones, the sacred Creator's love tones, like the 528 hertz frequency of sound, that sends out broadcast through the hydroelectrified media, the water matrix of the universe, and creates us. Who are you? I'll tell you, based on these revelations, and you'll read them in Love the Real Da Vinci Code, you'll get a definite understanding of the miracle of life. From this understanding of the mathematical matrix and how the Creator operates through this kingdom of heaven and this Holy Spirit flow through water. Again, for those who haven't listened to us on the Inside Hour or haven't read the book, either Walk on Water, my last book, or the new one, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. In the beginning, says Genesis, the Creator works through the spoken word on water. Out of the water came light versus darkness, came heaven and earth, came everything out of the water. So we have to go beyond the doctrines and the dogmas of organized religion that has forgotten the sanctity and sacredness of the water. The water. We are water-filled temples. We have genetics that operate solely as a response to the structured water, the sacred geometric forms, what is literally the tetragrammaton, the name that the Creator said to Moses, whose name means, Moses means saved by the water, and that the Creator told Moses his name at the burning bush before he said, go to Pharaoh. He says, here's what my name is. Tell him who's calling. He said, I am that I am. I am the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. I'm the beginning and the end. I am the tetragrammaton. That is the sacred geometry of the molecular structure of water. So the Creator is the water. That's why Dr. Emoto, the famous Japanese humanitarian researcher who's showing the crystal structures, this magnificent snowflake-like crystal structuring responds to consciousness. It responds to loving intent. It responds to our blessing and our even hands-on healing in prayer. Water can be purified. Rinpoche, the leading priest from the Buddhists today, is going around the planet singing music and playing music and praying over the waters of the world, because that's the powerful creative juice. And if we want to create an impact on this planet, we want to recreate ourselves, a water-filled being and a whole planet in the image of the Creator, and make this planet again, restore this planet to its sanctity, to its sovereignty, to its loving community, with nature, communing with everything. Let there be peace on earth so that the lion lies down with the lamb, that all the species can commune and participate and share and be sustained, that sustenance, full sustenance, is we're capable of creating, recreating, not with petrochemicals, not with pharmaceutical assaults and toxicity, not with polluting our precious water supplies, but with a real understanding of how the Creator works, because that's the technology that which we've been blessed with now. The understanding of the Creator's creative technology, the sounds, the music, the master conductor, master composer of the universal orchestra, singing love songs to everything, including all of life, all of the species, being blessed with all the genetics and all the water, the sacred geometric forms of the water surrounding all of the sacred spiraling DNA is being uplifted constantly right now, 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 in this instant, by this magnificent, incredibly intelligent being, source of everything. And this is the technology of creativity that we're now heralding in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, and in the Love Code documentary. It's $19.25 donation we're asking for to get a copy of the Love Code. We've listed the copyrights on it. We're asking you, please make copies, spread them as far and wide as you possibly can. We have limited time. We have 5.5 years before we hit the event horizon, or the Mayan calendar ends, and we create peace on earth. The Messianic Age to the Christian community, the paradigm shift to the New Agers. This is the transformation that everybody's been waiting for. You know, there's a new song Ari is right here. Who's that new song by that you've been listening to? John Mayer's new song. What's it called? I have my daughter here. Waiting on the World to Change. If you haven't listened to the lyrics of John Mayer's brand new song, Waiting for the World to Change, listen to it. This is about the world changing. So if you're blessed by hearing my voice right now and hearing this revelatory truth, we have the technology right now, the revelations of understanding how the most powerful universal Creator, the source of everything, operates to create us, to restore us, to sustain us. That there's no dis-ease in that mathematical matrix. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, so that we may be blessed with this technology. We've been given it so that we can tune ourselves up, entrain to those frequency vibrations of the perfect circle of sound, the mathematical matrix of the universe, so that we can be uplifted and restored. And even though those who have no ears to hear this information, even though all those naysayers and those pseudoscientists that say that Dr. Emoto's work is quackery and Dr. Horowitz doesn't know what they're talking about, well, you know, the proof is in the pudding. And we will see who stands within the next few years as it gets more difficult for all of those people who have no hearts and minds nor heads to receive this truth, that they will become diseased. They will become living in dissonance as they are sick. And the cancers and the plagues will consume them simply because they're not tuning into that which sustains, that which uplifts, that which protects, that which restores, that which heals. That Holy Spirit flow, divine, is what we want. We want to soak it up, we want to spread it, and we want to celebrate it, and that's what Love Code is all about. Your work, my work, our collaborative joy is to spread this information far, far, far and wide. And this will bring about the salvation. This brings about the full understanding and appreciation of what our Messiah talked about and preached and lived as a model for all of us. This is what John the Baptist, who the Messiah held most dear among all earthlings, this is what John the Baptist was doing with water. And we're planning, this process is about baptizing the planet in the holy waters. And we have the response, ability to do it. We have now the technology to do it. We have the insights. This is the insight hour. We have the insights and the knowledge and the blessing and the direction to do it. So everyone listening, if you don't have a copy of Love Code, get it. There's an 11-minute preview of it. You want to get excited about what it's about? Get on the internet at lovetherealdavincicode.com, and you can download not only a book, start reading it. It's, by the way, it's cheaper than printing it out. You can read it online for free, but it's cheaper to just get the book. It's $23 by donation, $23 and change. I think it's $22.85 or something like that. Go online at healthyworlddistributing.com or just link, you know, click on the book at lovetherealdavincicode.com and you'll get to the book and you'll get to where you can purchase it. And all of that money is for a donation to the ministries that Reverend Roxy and I and our colleagues and collaborators are moving ahead very powerfully, very strongly. We're doing our homework. We're doing our work. We want you to do your work, too. This, we're in this together. The solutions are those that are now very, very visible and that we can bring them about. It's a matter of joining hands and hearts and moving very forcefully forward with this great, great truth. So you can also get a 11-minute preview of the introduction to the Love Code DVD documentary. The Love Code DVD documentary. And by the way, there's another DVD that you probably have seen. It's called The Secret. If you've been paying attention, especially in the spiritual and consciousness movements, you probably have heard about the Christian ministries and the most successful ministers and authors out there getting behind a documentary called The Secret. And I want you to know that the Love the Real Da Vinci Code material and the Love Code DVD tells you how The Secret works. The Secret is about manifesting prosperity and wealth. It goes on to explain, the DVD does, that it's a beautiful DVD. I highly recommend you view it. It's very, very reinforcing and motivating to get us to clean up our minds, clean up our acts, think positively and lovingly, and realize that what we sow, so shall we reap. It's a wonderful, wonderful DVD educational investment of, I think they're asking about $29 or $39 for that. It's well worth it. Make copies and spread it. But the reality is that what we're advancing is the underlying mathematics and music that makes The Secret work. How is it that what you put out, as you sow, so shall you reap? How does that happen? We show you precisely, and we give you the not only the scripture, but the science to back up how The Secret works. The fundamentals of the mathematics and the musical mathematics of how The Secret works, underlying The Secret, is what the Love the Real Da Vinci Code material is about. So what a wonderful blessing. What a fabulous time in which we're living. You know, the concept now, additionally, of death leaves. You know, most of you are sitting back out there thinking to yourselves for many, many years, for those of you who have supported Dr. Len Horowitz and the work and the family and the community that we've been working with, you've been saying, how is it that they can continue to do what they're doing? They're in the face of the beast. You know, they're exposing the pharmaceutical industrialists, the vaccine-induced genocide, the Rockefeller-Rothschild cartel, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, genocidal cartel. And we've been telling the truth all these years. And if you've been paying attention and you realize over these years in the beginning, maybe you couldn't appreciate what I was saying or you thought it was a little whacked out. And then suddenly when your family starts to die around you and your friends start dropping off because of the vaccine injuries and the medical side effects, and suddenly you begin to raise, you know, that guy Horowitz, he was telling the truth. You know, I wonder how he's still alive. The reason I'm still alive is because you're going to die and I'm going to die. You were born. That was your destiny. Likewise with me. We're going to die at the appropriate time. It's not my time for death. And the fact of the matter is, all of this information that I've been sharing with you in Love the Real Da Vinci Code shows you that the real life is in the spiritual realm, is in the other aspects of the matrix that brings that Holy Spirit flow. And so the concept of death is really a ludicrous one in the manner, in the doctrines, in the dogmas, in the orientations, in the emotions that we have tied to this passage in life. And that this is exactly what the Messiah and all the apostles were talking about. The life of the Spirit is far more urgent and important than the life of the flesh. Men live by more than bread alone. The sustenance comes from our source, the Creator, the grand universal unifying Spirit, and that source is so awesome that disease can't rest, can't live in its presence. So all you need to do is commune with that, and that's what the whole concept and even the technology, the music of this sacred mathematics. We have six new albums. Reverend Roxy, you tell you about Scott Huckabee. I'm going to be joining Scott next week in Los Angeles at the place called The Temple in Santa Monica, where Scott's going to be performing for about an hour. We have 6 new albums produced with the Creator's music. At that performance, we'll probably have those available. If not, you can simply go online at Love the Real Da Vinci Code and click on the perfect circle of sound that you see on that website. It'll take you to information about Scott Huckabee. There's another fabulous contributor to the world of music and toning and healing named Jonathan Goldman, who produced the world's most incredible and wonderful, empowering healing CD called Holy Harmony. And we play that routinely. We even are playing it currently for our son Aaron. My son Aaron was born with a hearing impediment, a little hearing challenge. Well, one of the things that we're doing, of course, many things, natural things. But one of the things certainly is playing at night the Holy Harmony CD, because we have already numerous testimonials of parents who have used the Creator's sacred tones that Jonathan Goldman plays with tuning forks and professional vocalists chanting in the ancient Gregorian chant-like manner these magnificent tones, and the children, autistic and ill, suddenly, dramatically change. We've seen miracles. I was on Lou Epton's program in Las Vegas last week with Dr. Thomas Stone, a wonderful naturopathic physician who has a radio show in Las Vegas. And we did a presentation there about a week and a half ago. And the day before we did the presentation, I was on the air talking about these tones. And a woman called in, one of the listeners called in and said, you know, I believe that Dr. Horowitz is telling the truth. I have a friend who's very much into playing tones and music for healing. She said, this woman had virtual blindness, close to complete blindness, she said, and she started to play a CD that had special tones or frequencies on them, and miraculously she regained her eyesight. And I said to her, do you know the name of the CD? And she said, yes. It was Holy Harmony. I said, that's ours. So this is Jonathan Goldman's magnificent contribution. And this is just 2 of the musicians now. We have musicians now in California. Over the last week, I've met with about 6 additional musicians who are getting this understanding. And we're inviting everyone, every musician that's listening, to retune their instruments. Particularly easy to do that is stringed instruments. We have a harp player that's going to be producing harp music. We have flutes. We're developing flutes now. You know, in the process of putting out to the developers, the flute makers, we just created a wind chime. You can actually go online right now and order the Perfect Circle of Sound wind chime. That's brand new in the last 2 weeks. A product where you can literally sit back with a beautiful breeze blowing by your house and basically uplift your garden and your home area, surround it with the sounds of sacred divinity. And this is the Creator's music now, the technology for creation. In the beginning, there was the Creator, the Word, and the water, and the music is the Word, the frequencies. Word is frequencies. Sounds are frequencies. Frequencies are mathematics. The Creator's language is therefore math placed on water in the atmosphere, hydrated atmosphere. That's what air is. There's water all throughout space even. NASA scientists proved that in the year 2000. They said that all of space is full of water. Well, now the Bible is shown to be scientifically accurate. What do you think of that? Anyway, Reverend Roxy, I've spoken enough. This has been a monologue for too long. I love you very much for taking the reins of the Insight Hour in my absence, and I look forward to Creator willing speaking with you again next week.
Oh, don't go anywhere, Dr. Horowitz, unless you have an appointment.
Okay,
we have some questions that have come in. You've been listening and have been tuned into the Insight Hour. Your host has been Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and our sponsors for the Insight Hour are thehealthyworlddistributing.com. Am I speaking calmly enough for you? Healthyworlddistributing.com, and these are the people who are bringing you the breath of the earth. Yes, Hawaiian holy water. I mean, let us all withdraw from the negative and gravitate towards the positive. Folks, I'm telling you, the intention is prayer. Prayer is work, and work is prayer. Then I'm telling you, inside this bottle is a whole lot of intention, a whole lot of Mother Nature's intention, and a whole lot of the Creator's intention. But in a moment, after I take it, I think I've taken care of it. And we also want to say that our sponsors is tetrahedron.org, and that you can find out about all of the books and all of the educational materials and things at healthyworlddistributing.com. And constantly, as Dr. Leonard is moving forward in the universe, he's going to be picking up the very best that the world has to offer in healthcare products. Dr. Leonard, you know, we have people who try to get in, and I think somebody's trying to get in, but I have a caller who just asked us about, his name is Manny, and he wanted to know, hey, what's the skinny on the West Nile virus? Are they getting ready to spray? They found some mosquito, or not mosquitoes, dead robin on the UC campus, and have been putting forward some kind of thing, and I think Manny is concerned and wants to know if you know any inside information on the West Nile virus in that Bay Area.
Yes, well, thank you, Reverend Roxy. I appreciate that very much.
We have two other questions, too.
Okay. We'll take these questions as a preface. Let me just add a little bit of what you mentioned with regard to the breath of the earth, because we have some additional information from that.
Okay.
But for those who don't know, breath of the earth is the lava-heated steam issuing from the Big Island of Hawaii that Reverend Roxy and I are actually harvesting now. And it's being bottled to deliver a most sacred, purgative, and restorative energy vibration for you to use to bless as a holy water. Any kind of situation where you'd like to get rid of negativity and add some restorative healing capacity, such as in a homeopathic, such as in any kind of tea, like herbal tincture that you're taking. If you take the breath of the earth, and we recommend 3, 6, or 9 drops under the tongue, you can also anoint somebody's head and you can drop it on their forehead and let a little drop go onto the third eye with a prayer. And that this water is a wonderful, wonderful holy water. It's got a sacred vibration. And on the internet, you have a beautiful research report to show precisely in very, very graphic detail how magnificent this water is for rebirthing ourselves, again, in the image of the Creator. It's all about uplifting and rejuvenating ourselves in that magnificent image of our Creator. And what's that image? That's a perfection of our Creator is literally projected onto all of the natural beauty, onto all of the sacred geometry. All of mathematics is what's a, numbers 1 through 9 is all she wrote in math. 10 is actually 1 plus 0, that's 1. You'll learn that Pythagorean mystery school mathematics in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, and in the books that we produced from Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse that came out in 1999 and forward. You'll learn about that. This is very, very important to understand that we have water now that has been given to us for a major blessing for purging ourselves of negativity that's either emotional or physical. Any diseases, physical maladies, take this with a prayer. You will be blessed. Restoring nature and natural harmony is what this is all about. In fact, the perfect circle of sound of music now being played literally causes your energy centers, your chakras, and the acupuncture meridians to vibrate totally in sync with the core creative frequencies, the mathematical matrix of the universe, in other words, the kingdom of heaven, the Holy Spirit flow. That's what uplifts nature. So that's what we have with regard to the breath of the earth. Highly recommended. Try some. Getting into the West Nile virus, please read the book, if you haven't done so already, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. The title, think about it, it came out 3 months before September 11th, 2001. Before that horrible event, we came out in June with the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Very few people were talking about those subjects before 9/11, 2001. So we were, because we were triggered and tipped off. In fact, that was my homework assignment that I got from the Creator, dealing with the West Nile virus scam. It is a complete, outrageous scam. If they're telling you that West Nile virus deceased birds or other animals are falling out in a city near you, don't believe it. It is simply a propaganda ploy to allow the deceived masses to think that by spraying toxic pesticides on allegedly mosquito populations, they're going to be able to help people and animals from getting infected with West Nile virus. It is a complete fraud. The fact that they're spraying melathione and Anvil 1010 with the allegedly parathroid. It's a parathroid. It's a allegedly from the chrysanthemum flowers, they tell you. It's a natural anti-vector, antiviral, and mosquito killer. That's what they tell you it is. And the reality is that it has hideous side effects, that the populations at risk far more than the mosquito populations will be the human populations, particularly the children who happen to crawl on the grass, or infants are crawling around on the grass, and by the time they crawl after a spraying by these spraying trucks that go by through the neighborhoods, and they're doing this nationwide from Johns Hopkins in Baltimore to San Francisco. The spraying trucks are going by spraying these melathione or Anvil 1010, and that by the time they get done, they leave a layer of the toxic pesticide on the grass that if a child were to simply crawl over the size of a New York Times, an open New York Times, that is the amount of area by which they would pick up more toxic pesticide than the Environmental Protection Agency's toxic dose limit allows. And so This is not about killing off mosquito populations and protecting birds and humans or horses. This is about a depopulation agenda, that it is a standard protocol that I articulate and clarify in the book Death in the Air that you have to embrace to get the full picture of this tragic reality. It is called the Russian biological cocktail method of killing targeted populations. You expose the targeted populations to pesticides and herbicides and various chemical sprays, such as even those in the chemtrails, the barium and aluminum. All of these things cause the immune system of the human body to become heavily taxed. Then, after you've got immune system dysfunction, you expose these poor human beings to the biological and chemical weapons. And that's where now the secondary and tertiary infections that are causing these upper respiratory flu-like illnesses and even AIDS-like symptoms and cancers. This is why so many people are so sick and dying, because it's not just one thing they're having to deal with, not just their own poor diet and poor selection of water. It is the fact that they're also being taken out by the Russian biological cocktail method. I'm sure they call it the Russian biological cocktail method because the Americans invented it. And what it is, it really creates it so that there's several cofactors. There's several factors in the intoxication and in the population decimation, so that the single one or two factors could never be proven scientifically or in a court of law. So it indemnifies the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel against liability in their conducting of global depopulation. Two-thirds of you listening, two out of every three of you listening to this program, are targeted for elimination by this global cartel. They simply want fewer people around because they've made all the money. They know where we are in terms of our transition, if you will, towards the messianic age. They know what time we are living in at this time, these end times in which we are living. They're pulling out all stops. This whole injection of our children with mercury, the mercury dental amalgams, the mercury in the vaccinations, one of the most hideous neurotoxins known to man, certainly on the planet, is what they're injecting these children with. No wonder these children are behaviorally impaired, neurologically ill, because this is especially at a time when these children are being blessed spiritually, where it's just, you've heard of the indigo children. Virtually every child being born today happens to be blessed with that special anointing to be an indigo child, a genius type of child. And this is what the vaccine mercury intoxication and the heavy metal toxicities are all about, dumbing us down, preventing the spiritual awakening, the spiritual renaissance, from literally undoing what they have done all these years.
Well, so, there you have it, folks. I have another question for you, Dr. Lena. We're coming down to the end of the show, and there's another question, and this one is addressing about her child using insulin, and is there anything that she can do to help to strengthen her child so that that child can get off the insulin or can learn to control their diabetes?
Yes, there's many things. Again, diabetes is a man-made illness and largely a behavioral issue. The behaviors that do us in typically are the food choices, the selection choices, and I don't think there's a person in the world that's more capable of explaining to you the detrimental effects of sugar than Reverend Roxy Hampton. So, Reverend Roxy, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to ask you to just share some of your knowledge on this issue. The fact that you have a insulin deprivation, for example, your islets of Langerhans cells in the pancreas are what's responsible for insulin production. Now, why aren't those cells producing insulin? Well, they're being assaulted in various ways, one of which is the fact that on the cell surfaces, they're not getting the correct reading on blood sugar levels. And the cells aren't communicating hormonally and otherwise as they should be. There is a product called by Manitech, and I'm really not a fan of the company, but I am a fan of the product called Ambritos. Now, if you were drinking what Reverend Roxy Hampton and the Raising Cane Ministry produces, which is fresh squeezed cane juice, and you've got to twist Reverend Roxy's arm to ship you some to the United States, to the mainland. But if you were drinking that, you wouldn't need a very expensive canister. They run about $100 for a canister called Ambritos, which has all of the latest sugars, the essential sugars that cause the cell surfaces to receive these sugars that act as an electromagnetic bioacoustic resonating antenna so that the cells start to communicate and the Holy Spirit flows and the energy passes between cells, and then the cells of the islets of Langerhans, those insulin producers, get the message, hey, I've got to either suppress my insulin production or I've got to produce more. So that's one way. Diet or selection of the right foods, and of course, I think, Reverend Roxy, maybe you can give some insight into cane juice, why it's not like sugar, what it can do for people to restore blood sugar levels and imbalances, and maybe even perhaps cure diabetes.
You know, it's a fantastic thing to be a minister working for the Lord, and the Lord directed me out into the field to rediscover that which is so old and yet so necessary today, folks. You know, we really have to question, and this is the idea that I think we have to get behind to begin to see diabetes beaten back, receding into the past, not being the scourge as it is today, and that is we have got to watch our sugar intake, folks. The brain only eats one thing. It only eats sugar. It takes everything and breaks it down, because if it had fat up in the brain, it wouldn't be able to function. So it needs it. It's your energy. It's your fuel. Well, I press cane juice, and cane into cane juice. That is a highly mineralized. You see, folks, you got to get away from the white sugar. You got to get away from all sugars, raw sugars, sweeteners, all these fantastic neotame, neoprene, all of these things, the artificial sweeteners. They're all just too much, and life will not flourish in excess. It only can lead to debauch. It can only lead to decay. So what you need to do, and I know we're coming down to the end of this show, and I could go on forever about the praises of cane juice. It's
take
crazy.
A few minutes. Go ahead. Take a few minutes.
I have a diabetic. You know, when the word gets out that cane juice can regulate blood sugar, you're going to see us giving our children an issue of cane juice in the morning instead of Ritalin. That they'll be able to, we'll be able to look at their diet and say, oh my goodness, what'd your mama give you today to eat? Oh, mama let me have some Cocoa Puffs. Oh, shame on mama. Here, take some juice. Oh, what'd you eat? Well, I had me a Twinkie before I come, and I had me one of them there Pop-Tarts. Oh, come on over here and get some of this cane juice, because you're going to be spinning in a moment. When we see that the fuel that we have been fueling our future generation with has been too much, they're burning too fast, they're using up too much life to deal with all of these poisons, that we are guilty of excess. When we can understand that, then and only then will we begin to take to the fields, where we'll begin to appreciate a real orange as opposed to orange flavors. What cane juice does is it takes you back to a time when everything was natural. Your brain thanks you. I had a successful ministry, and still do, but now I've joined forces with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a prophet for the 21st century, whose time is now, and we won't be laughing when it all passes. We'll be rolling up our sleeves and pointing out the truth and how it can support you, because, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody out there that's listening to my voice, do know this: with God, all things are possible. And that's what I want you to know. So those of you who can get over here to the Big Island, you know you are in for a treat. Those of you who want to come and check out this here thing called the Big Island, you just come, because I'm in paradise. I'm in heaven already, and may I live here hereafter. Dr. Land, back to you.
Thank you, Reverend Roxy. Yes, the Steam Venom and Health Retreat right now is under Reverend Roxy's very excellent direction. And in my absence, she's really being the host and welcoming people to a fabulous place for detoxification and rejuvenation. There's, I think, no better place in the world that you can go and steam. In fact, it has Hawaii's only lava-heated steam sauna. The fact that you're breathing there, you're surrounded by 150 to 200 active steam vents issuing the breath of the earth, and you're actually breathing the breath of the earth, lava-heated steam, and that carries the energy signature. Again, you can go online to see what I'm talking about when I say the breath of the earth and the recreative, the purgative and restorative value in the energy signature, which is showing up in Dr. Emoto's magnificent crystallography. It's online. You have to go to steamventin.com and then do a slash forward, do breath of the earth with underscores between the two. It's a little challenging, but I'll get you there. In the next couple of weeks, we'll make it a little bit easier for you to get there, and you'll be able to see these magnificent crystals. Well, that's available in the Steam Vent Inn and Health Retreat in Pahoa, Hawaii. And Reverend Roxy, if you want to give a number where people can call to make an appointment with you or come out there and stay with you for a little while, you want to do that?
Oh, sure. The telephone number, folks, is 808-965-2112. That's 965-2112, area code 808. I'm telling you, come. It is beautiful here, folks, and I can't tell you, my soul, it flies high in space, and I care about the human race. So let's live and let's give and be sure in the knowing of all that love's work can do. And that's what we're doing out here. We're doing God's work. We're doing loving work. We are making ourselves a haven and a heaven.
Awesome place. Awesome place. Now, let me also say this. Before we finish this evening, tomorrow I'm going to be on ABC Radio Network in many, many, many places throughout the United States. This is an interview that I'm doing tomorrow with Michael Basden. You can get some information on his official website tomorrow on our program together. Michael Basden at www.michaelbaisden.com, and he's a black talk show host who has a large syndicate, a network, on ABC Radio, and they have shows in 52 different markets nationwide, including the biggest ones. They have about 10 million listeners currently. And tomorrow, I've been blessed with the opportunity to speak with Michael Basden for an hour with listener call-in with questions on the subject of vaccinations, on the toxic genocidal operations of the global industrialists. Well, we're going to hit 52 markets and about 10 million listeners tomorrow. And the time for that show is 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 7 p.m., Eastern Time. It's a four-hour program that he's on. I'm only going to be on for one hour. And my hour is from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock Pacific Time. From 1 to 2 o'clock Pacific Time. So I guess in East Coast Time, that's going to be 4 to 5. So tune in to Michael Basden, and he's on numerous networks. Let me see if I can just give you a couple of those. Here they are. Here's a couple of them. In New Orleans, Louisiana, it's going to be on, on KMEZ 102.9. In Dallas, Texas, 94.5 FM KSOC. You can go online and see many of these. Atlanta, Georgia, WAMJ, that's 102.5 FM. You can go into Philadelphia. It's going to be Philly's Best Rhythm and Blues and Classic Soul Station, WDAS 105.3. I used to listen to that when I was living in Philadelphia. St. Louis, Missouri, WFUN 95.5. New York City, There's an outlet there, too. There's a radio show in New York. Let me see if I can find that one for you. There's it is WRKS 98.7, KISS FM, New York City. So we'll be doing an hour blessing for people to wake them up with regard to this hideous tragedy, this defamation of what public health is all about. The sacred cow of public health being vaccinations is a violation of what the true spirit of public health should be about. It is an intoxication of the population, and we're going to be exposing it big time tomorrow on michaelbazin.com. So add your prayers tonight that everything goes well for that program. It's a great opportunity for humanity.
You've been listening to the Inside Hour, and it's brought to you every Tuesday by the sponsors of the Inside Hour, HealthyWorldDistributing.com, HealthyWorldDistributing.com, makers of educational and health nutritional supplements. And also you can check out Tetra at tetrahedron.org and find out about all the books and publications and music and things. And also, what is that, Dr. Len? LoveTheRealDaVinciCode.com.
Very exciting material. Don't forget it. Pass it around. Make sure that your friends and your loved ones get a copy of the book Love the Real Da Vinci Code, and particularly, most people like watching DVDs today. Get the Love Code. Get a copy of the Love Code. It's a $19 and I think it's 25-cent donation through HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Toll-free number to call is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Reverend Roxy, I love you very much. Thanks for taking care of the Steam Van Inn and all the wonderful guests that we have coming through, and for doing your great work for the planet.
I miss you, I miss you, I miss you. And to all the listeners out there, I just want to say, hey, this week, just listen, folks. Listen to your instincts. Listen to the voice in your head. Tell me next week whether it sounds like your own voice or someone else's. This is Reverend Roxy. You've been listening to the Inside Hour, and we're glad to know that we expect to be back here next Tuesday, same time, same station, bbsradio.com. Take it away, Don.